USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
George Floyd's final memorial service is getting underway shortly in Houston, Texas, where Floyd grew up and where he'll be laid to rest next to his mother later today. A vigil was held at Floyd's high school in Houston yesterday. That's where Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee addressed the crowd and paid tribute to the life of Floyd, who died in police custody in Minneapolis. She also announced the Congressional Black Caucus Legislative Response, which is a bill to confront police brutality and racial profiling.
Making sure that policing turns away from being a warrior in the denial of civil liberties and civil rights and turns into a guardian, that its focus is public safety.
The ups and downs of Wall Street. This morning, the Dow's been down about 400 points in early trading. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Joe Biden is not among the people calling for police departments to be defunded. The Biden campaign saying in a statement that the former vice president is driven to ensure that justice is done and that we put a stop to this terrible pain. The statement says the former VP does support community policing programs. A statue of Robert E. Lee will remain standing in Virginia for at least 10 more days. A Richmond judge barred the removal of the controversial statue as it considers arguments by the descendant of one of the people who donated the statue to the public. The 12-ton statue has stood in Richmond since 1890. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam ordered it taken down, though, as soon as possible. Variety is reporting the MTV Movie and TV Awards are not going to happen this year, saying the show is being postponed indefinitely because of coronavirus. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Polls are open today for Georgia's primary election. It's been postponed twice due to concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of voters for a primary have already cast ballots, with most being mail-in absentee ballots. Polling locations statewide are open until 7 p.m. local time. North Korea says it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. It's a move that experts say could signal that Pyongyang has grown frustrated that Seoul has failed to revive lucrative inter-Korean economic projects and persuade the United States to ease sanctions on the North. The North Korean Central News Agency is saying all cross-border communication lines would be cut off as of noon in what was called a first step of the determination to completely shut down all contact, meaning with South Korea, and getting rid of unnecessary things. Again, that a quote from the statement from the North, which has cut the communications in the past, not replying to South Korean phone calls or faxes, but then usually restoring the channels once the tensions ease. North Korea has been accused at times of deliberately creating tensions to bolster internal unity or to signal its frustration over a lack of progress in nuclear talks with Washington. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.